And Tanner, just give us a feeling of how the bye week went from your perspective.
Yeah, I thought it was a great week for us. Still were able to accomplish a lot as far as practice and preparation for Texas Tech. It's always great to get an extra week of prep, especially in a big game like this. We're able to get a lot of good recovery in too, some good rest for the bodies. You know, playing a six game stretch, and we got a little banged up, but we should be in a really good spot heading into our preparation for this week.
What do you said extra prep for Texas Tech? What do you expect seen on film?
Yeah, I mean, we were able to watch the Kansas State game on Saturday too, in addition to, you know, the film prep that we've already put in. From a defensive perspective, I guess evaluating their offense, they got a lot of great personnel, two good running backs that they use. Their tight end too, number 7, gets a lot of good yards after the catch too. He had some big plays in the Kansas State game, and you know, some great receivers for Morton to throw the ball down the field too. But just pretty balanced offense. I feel like they're able to get the ball in the hands of their playmakers and get good chunk yardage plays, and they've consistently showed that on film. So yeah.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Yeah, Tanner, as far as your own improvements and the defense in general, what aspects have you guys been focused on as far as just defensive improvements moving to this final stretch of the season?
I think a focus for us that came up after some of our Iowa State game review is just kind of shifting our mentality from the doing your 111th to the dominating your 111th. Like, not enough anymore is it good enough to just do your 111th. Like, you got to win your 111th. And so in that Iowa State game, you could kind of see there was a big contrast between, like, the first 28 minutes and the last 32. Kind of looked like two different defenses that were out there for us. But just in the way that guys were winning their 111th and doing their job and doing it well. So continuing to trust our scheme, but doing your job while making plays and dominating is a mentality that we're trying to definitely ingrain within our heads so that we can go out and play that way. And I think it's going to allow us, if everyone's doing their job, everyone's in the right spot, we have such a sound scheme and defense that we're going to limit big yardage plays and always put ourselves in good situations to win on third down.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Tanner, was that, just to follow up on that, was that Kalani or Jay Hill who emphasized the message of dominating your 111th?
A bit of both. It was definitely addressed to the whole team and then again reiterated to the defense from Coach Hill. But, I mean, just watching the tape from that game, like, there's such a clear difference in when everyone's doing their job and dominating in their one-on-one. And, you know, we were able to, you know, just kind of shut down the offense, their offense in that game. And, you know, the last 32 minutes, we outscored them, you know, 31-3 compared to the first 28 minutes. So just believing, too, in our scheme and trusting that everyone around you is going to do their job, and so you just got to do yours.
Then I wanted to ask you, is there anything that you can, as someone who was part of the team last year, similar spot, undefeated heading into November, any lessons that can be learned from last year's run that can be applied this year to ultimately get to the goals that you guys are aspiring for?
Yeah, I was thinking about this a lot today, actually, so that we could kind of relay this as leaders to our team. I think last year we might have gotten stuck in a little bit of a mindset of a play not to lose instead of a play to win, because you know we were 9-0 and we're in a position, and I think some guys just kind of got on their heels a little bit and were too much in that mindset of playing not to lose. So we still got to have a, you know, attack mindset where we're out there playing to win, knowing that no team's going to just, you know, hand that to us. So we got to go attack it, and every game we play, we got to take it.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Yeah, Kalani mentioned that defensively you guys are looking healthier than you have in a while. And what does that just mean for the group, and maybe specifically getting Raider back in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, that gives us – it gives us a lot of good confidence knowing that, you know, we can – you know, rotate maybe a little bit more than we have in some weeks past, where, you know, some of the guys have been having to play just, you know, every snap or more snaps than they maybe were used to playing. So we've got a lot of great depth and great personnel on our defense. So being able to utilize all of those guys and keep us all fresh, I think, is going to put us in a great spot.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, Tanner, you touched on this a little bit, but you've got a lot of experience playing in big games, and obviously game day is going to be in Lubbock this week. You've got two top 10 teams. The CFP is starting to kind of form its way out. How do you keep this team focused, and I guess not focus on that kind of stuff, focus on each week, game after game, like you've been doing?
Yeah, I think it comes down to what Coach Kalani preaches and helps us to remember. It's just continue to do the small and simple things, right? Don't get distracted by the outside noise, by the national media, by, you know, us being 10.5-point underdogs. Like, there's so many factors that if we give too much attention to can be really distracting and ultimately become detrimental to, you know, the way that we prepare or play. So just continuing to focus on us, our preparation, our team, our teammates, our coaches. And when we are united in that and our brotherhood is strong, when we go out there and play the way that we know we're capable of, we should always love the outcome. So, just staying focused and remembering what things really matter and what things don't.
All right. Do we have any other questions for Tanner? Okay, looks like you're good to go, Tanner. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Sarah.